to 8 o'clock, and here we are in the studio with Property on the Mind. Why would it be? Because today we talk to Stephen Frizzell from Remax. Belisa, very lovely to have you in the studio. I normally don't do the morning show, so it's a new segment for me, but you're a now well-established feature on a Friday morning, Steve, so welcome to the morning show. And we're talking about particularly today two subjects, the first of which is an interesting one, and that is the difference between buying in an estate versus buying a freestanding property in Ballito, Salt Rock, Sheffield. There's a huge, I think, demand these days for security, which has driven people, many folk, to looking to behind the barricades as the only option. And yet, for those of us that have bought freestanding property, the joy of that freedom is extreme. But you, as a property expert, would be able to best advise anyone looking to set up home in Ballito and environs where the best value is going to be.
Morning, Dave, and morning to your listeners. That's actually a really good question. It depends who the clients are that come through, but generally clients that are coming down from Johannesburg or Gauteng, their number one reason or their number one need is security. So you generally find those clients moving into the estates or complexes or gated estates, gated complexes, anywhere where there's extra security. Ballito, I believe, is quite a safe environment. We've got a lot of security in Ballito, and there's a lot of value in buying a freestanding house. And if you're one of those people that doesn't like rules or doesn't conform to rules, definitely a freestanding house is better for you. When you move into estates, there are a lot of rules you've got to conform to. And I think a lot of people don't really take the time to read all the rules that are associated with an estate and all the other associated costs that go with it. But if your main concern is security, then an estate is definitely the way to go.
It's interesting that security, of course, is on the minds of almost everyone in South Africa. It has to be. And yet, I think the evidence is fairly there for the taking. That you mentioned the fact that living in Ballito, outside of the barricades, it's, I would suggest that if you look at the statistics, our crime stats are particularly low compared to other hotspots where possibly people are coming from. But it's difficult to explain that to someone that's experienced some kind of security breach and they are now relocating for safer climes. So obviously it's whatever suits you and whatever you're looking for. I would have thought that most folk coming to the coast from upcountry are looking for the sea view. That's the thing. And are there estates that offer you the sea view?
There are a few estates, but generally if you're looking at Simbiti, Bretton Wood, Dunkirk estates, there's not a lot of houses that actually have sea views because they're quite a long way from the beach. Mm. There are houses that have sea views, but
does a sea view give you extra value if you're selling?
Absolutely.
Definitely. Like how much? Roughly.
Millions.
Really?
100%.
Oh, fantastic. I'm going to sell my property tomorrow.
You know, I really try and convince my clients that buying a freestanding house is safe in Ballito, because if your budget is 5 million, so to speak, you can't really buy much in an estate. You're not going to get something really nice. But for 5 million, you can buy yourself a really nice freestanding house. Big, lots of space. And some of them do have sea views at 5 million. So you're getting a lot of value. And the only reason I can see why you would buy an estate over a freestanding house, well, actually two reasons possibly. One would be security. Well, I believe in Ballito, security is fine. So that's kind of like off the table for me. And the second thing is, if you've got small kids that want to run around in the bush and you want to worry about them and you want to give them the freedom to move about, that would definitely be a positive for an estate. Because obviously, if you're in a freestanding house, your kids can't really run around the roads or the streets. It's not, you know, not from a safety point of view, more from like being hit by a car or something like that.
Sure. So, and obviously, there is also an opportunity because we are living in a place in the country where there are still green fields. When I talk about greenfields, I'm talking about developments that haven't yet come out of the ground, and you can then possibly buy a piece of land and start building your own dream, whether it be an estate. I don't know. Can you buy freestanding land that's outside the estate still in this part of the world?
There are a few sites left in Ballito, not many. They are definitely a lot cheaper than the estates. So you can probably pick up a site for $1.5 million in Ballito.
Okay.
But very few. Very few.
What is it like to build in Ballito? Because I've heard from people that have built elsewhere that the cost, I don't know why it should be like this, but apparently the building cost here is a lot higher than elsewhere in the country. Why is that?
Well, I can't comment on why it's higher, but maybe it's a sort of more captive market. Maybe the purchasers here have more money. And I think a lot of people, when they are building, it's the first time they've done it. I mean, most of the guys that are buying land haven't built before. So I think there's a lot of reliance on what the builder has to say, what the architect has to say. My advice to anyone looking to build a house would be go find a really experienced estate agent and ask them for their advice in terms of, you know, what stand should you buy, which direction should it face. I mean, if you buy a stand on top of the hill and you face your house in a northeasterly direction and you spend 16 million rand building the house, for argument's sake, there's very little chance you'll have any days where you can actually sit outside on the patio.
Wow.
Because even a light breeze is going to stop you from sitting outside. So you would only know that if you actually spoke to someone who was experienced in the area.
Good point. In your opinion, is it better to build from scratch or to take a fixer-upper, a house with potential or an apartment with potential, and renovate?
In my experience, yeah. Most buyers, I'd say 90% of buyers, are not interested in doing that. Most people coming down from Joburg, Gauteng, they don't want to renovate anything. They want to buy something that's complete. They might do some small things, but they don't want to retile, redo bathrooms. It's a big effort. But definitely there is a lot of value if you are willing to do that and you sort of know what you're doing. To go buy an apartment or a house that's got a lot of potential in a good area and you're getting it for a good price, you can renovate it the way you want it.
Yeah.
But just from my experience, it is a big effort. I mean, you buy a house and think, oh, I'll renovate the bathrooms, I'll do this, I'll do that. It actually ends up taking you a long time to do it because once you've moved in, it's very difficult to start renovating.
But it's interesting that kitchens and bathrooms apparently are where the value in the home or the apartment lies. If you've got a really nice kitchen, really nice bathroom, it's going to add value. But if you've got a grotty kitchen or bathroom and you upgrade it, is that going to, are you going to bring your money back? Is it a good investment?
Every case we look at individually. But what I normally do is if we look at a house, let's just say the house is 3.5 million and it's going to cost 1 million rand to renovate. Well, I just look at it and I say, well, if we spend 1 million, then we're in for 4.5. If we did that, what could we do? We then resell the house for. If it's more than 4.5, it's worth doing. So generally it is.
So in this market, it's you won't necessarily overcapitalize by renovating to a tasteful standard.
Yeah, so if you're buying the house for yourself and you're renovating for yourself and you're going to live there, generally it's a good investment. Ballito is not a good place to try and flip properties.
Oh, really?
If you want to try and buy a house, renovate it, and sell it, very difficult.
Those,
I think there's better areas in South Africa.
Are they? Because it used to be a fantastic place to. A couple of years ago, you could buy and flip and you could make a lot of money. I know people that did. But then the market turned like that. What was the driving factor that turned the market so quickly?
I just think the demand for the area. The prices have gone up. You know, I think I started about 11 years ago and you could buy a freestanding house for like 1.5, 1.4 million.
Yeah.
Now the absolute cheapest house you're going to get in Ballito, freestanding, is probably like 2.8, 2.9. And when I say 2.8, 2.9, it's not going to be much.
Okay, but it just goes to show what the kind of investment value has been in property in Ballito. Because a lot of investment advisors will say, don't put money in property. It's not a good investment. And yet, look, there's the evidence. Where else do you get that sort of return in such a short period of time? I'm sure it can go the other way as well, but I would say it's a good investment. What is your feeling?
Anywhere in Ballito or the surrounding areas is a good investment. I just believe Ballito is almost immune from anything that's happening in South Africa because it's a small environment and everyone wants to come here. So there's limited options. There's a limited stock.
Okay.
And there always will be. Even when these other big estates come up, it's still, if you think about it geographically, quite a small environment.
If you were sitting on a property right now that you were thinking of offloading, just because you maybe the sentiment is wrong, you're worried a little bit about the latest developments in informal settlements that have been formalized and etc. You're thinking of maybe offloading that. What would your advice be? Yes or no? Hang on to it? Maybe offload it?
Never sell property in Ballito if you don't have to.
Really? Why?
The demand's too high, and I think the capital appreciation will increase over time. And I think we, as a community and investments, it's growing every day. So it's only going to get better. It's going to, the demand will increase as time goes on.
So you're bullish about the future?
I'm definitely bullish about this area.
And that's good to know. From a property expert like Stephen Frizzell from REMAX, when he tells you this area is good, you better believe it. If you're looking to move into this area, if you're listening to us on a stream and you're thinking life at the coast would be so cool, let me tell you what it is. It absolutely is. But it comes at a little bit of a cost. Is it worth paying? I would suggest absolutely. Are you looking for a property professional to talk to that can point you in the right direction? My very special guest this morning, Stephen Frizzell, is that man. And you can reach him at REMAX Ballito any day you like, because that's the way they run 24/7, 7 days a week at your fingertips. Stephen Frizzell. Steve, lovely chatting to you.
Dave, always a pleasure. And hope you and the listeners have a fantastic weekend. And let's hope the Box give the Argentinians a hiding this weekend.
Aha, from your lips to the ears of the one above.